His partner came up to him between overs and he said, "Vic, this man's throwing." He said, "Don't speak so loudly, they might take him off."
That's a fact. Dan G was the other man. It was a Trumper over in Paddington.
Well, the other artist, I would say, would be Arthur Maley, wouldn't it?
Definitely. Arthur Maley was a wonderful man in every way. Arthur was a man in this way that if he got wickets, he was happy. And one time I remember he got none for 194, I think it was, and he was just as happy.
Is that when he was claimed that he was dropped three times by a man in the stand wearing a bowler hat?
I'm not sure of that.
I think so.
I knew Arthur was a very great friend of mine.
Yes, I believe he was a very fine... Now, the one I really liked now about was Clem Hill. He was a left-hander. Did you ever see him play?
Did I see him play? I played against him on the Sydney Cricket Ground with New South Wales against South Australia, and he was a left-hander, and I was fielding a mid-wicket, and he got a short ball, and he pulled it, and he was a very strong man, Clem, and he hit hard, and he hit this ball hard, that high off the ground, all the way to me. I put my hand out and I dropped it. And the cove of the hill called out was a man named Yabba.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of him.
Called out, "Bad luck." Some cove said, "Butterfingers, bad luck." Yabba turned around and said quite loud to the crowd, "Can't you see he's hurt his finger?"
I'll bet
so you. Clem Hill was a great pal of mine.
Was he? Well, he seems to have been a most stylish batsman, from what I hear.
He was, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know, Rupert, but I get the impression, not that I have ever been a great student of cricket, that you don't seem to get the batting artistry these days that people had in the days of Hill and McCartney. And Trumper and Kippax and people like Edward. It was an artistic job.
You're talking about, when you mention those men, you're talking about the best cricketers the world produced.
Well, it seems to me to be in the golden age of cricket.
Of course, this new man, Greg Chappell.
Yes.
Not so much Ian. No. Greg Chappell's a much more stylish batsman than Ian.
Oh, yes.
And he's going to go somewhere else, that boy.
Well, I think he will. He certainly seems to have the temperament, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you must have a very, very rich reserve of cricket memories to draw on, both of you.
Not me. I gave up cricket in 1990.
Yes, you went and took tennis on.
Yes, well, there were good tennis players like Anderson and company in there.
George was an excellent tennis player.
Yeah.
Top notcher.
Yes.
You and Edgar Wright.
Well, I'm the oldest living title.
Good enough, too.
You and Edgar Wright just played together.
No, Henry Marsh.
Edgar Wright, you were playing with Bears?
No. I played with Henry Marsh, and I beat Rice and Campbell in 1910 and Wright and Jones in 1912 in the final of the New South Wales Championship. And with Les Boyd, Dr. Les Boyd, none of us.
Well, now, Will, I'm afraid I have to wind up now because we've got to get back to school. But is there anything you'd like to say about the school?
Yes, but she probably wants to ask.
Yeah. Would you like to ask anything of these two while we've got them here and we've taken so much down and so valuable?
I mean, if she wants to, got more to ask, I'll see that she's taken home. I don't know what you're doing. That's
have I done it properly?
I'll say you've done a good job here, though.
Well, I don't know about that. I just put things down.
How many curves do you see?
How many?
How many ones are you looking
to? Well, I thought I was only going to talk to George, and he said to Georgina, "Well, look, we've got to get Rupert Minute on this." I thought of doing the same thing for Clem Tiley and Pat Eldershaw.
That's very good.
Because Clem...
He carried on a couple of years longer than me.
Yeah. Well, you see, Baggett...
only 1 year.
No, you left
in 04 and you left in 3.
Left in 2.
There's 3 in there, but it was only...
This is wrong. I told you.
I think you told me.
I know, but...
this is wrong, is it?
Is that wireless on?
Yeah, what do you want, Bob?